This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Jerry Barmash. The man who fatally shot 10 people in a Southern California dance studio had once been a regular presence at the studio, even meeting his ex-wife there, according to CNN. Authorities identified the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration in a Los Angeles suburb. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna.
Our sheriff's SWAT team approached and cleared the van and determined the suspect sustained a self-inflicted gunshot wound and was pronounced dead at the scene.
The man was found dead in a white van after a standoff with police in Torrance. One House Republican is calling President Biden a, quote, serial classified document hoarder. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Ohio Representative Mike Turner questioned if Biden showed the documents discovered in his private Delaware residence to anyone. Turner said that's the only reason he could think of as to why they weren't taken out of the classified space. Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, weighed in on NBC's Meet the Press.
To put those in unsecured spaces is irresponsible.
Senator Chris Coons says the discovery of classified documents in President Biden's possession will not be a deciding issue for voters in the next election.
What's going to matter going forward is how this is handled, and President Biden has fully and promptly cooperated.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, the Delaware Democrat says the issue is not one keeping Americans up at night, like the day-to-day concerns like inflation and the cost of prescription drugs. I'm Dave Collins.
Sports, the NFL's Final Four is set. The San Francisco 49ers have a return engagement to the NFC Championship, getting past the Cowboys Sunday night 19-12. They'll visit the top-seeded Eagles on Sunday. The Chiefs and Bengals will meet for the right to represent the AFC in Super Bowl 57. This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris is marking the 50th anniversary of the Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision.
Here now, on this 50th anniversary, let us resolve to make history and secure this right.
During a speech on Sunday in Florida, Harris announced that President Biden is issuing a memorandum to further protect access to medication abortion across the country. What to do when it comes to exercising and feeling sleepy?
Should you work out when you're tired? The simple answer, yes. 1 in 3 Americans are sleep deprived. But according to Dr. Phyllis Zee, director of the Center for Circadian and Sleep Medicine at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago, it's a perfect cycle. First, there is clear data to show that regular exercise improves sleep quality. Research also shows that if you sleep better, you're more likely to exercise. So, even if you had a bad night's sleep, you should maintain your physical activity. I'm Corey Myers.
At the movies, there's no stopping James Cameron's Avatar sequel, The Way of Water. It soaked up another $19.5 million across theaters in the U.S. and Canada. It's been number one each of the 6 weeks since its release. Puss in Boots: The Last Wish came in second, while horror comedy Megan was in third place. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. How you doing? Happy Monday to you. I am Bill Martinez. John Fleetwood's going to join us. He is the managing editor for American Faith. You know, what a weekend. You know, the March for Life, I think for all intents and purposes, you could say it was very successful again in the next step of what happens now that after Roe v. Wade has been turned back to the states. As, you know, the president for March of Life said, is that, look at the battle continues. You know, you've got to go and in these states and promote life because this is a life and death issue. You know, the casualness of how some people are approaching this, it is amazing to me. And I'm so grateful that Terry Beatley came on. And again, you can go to her website, Hosea4, that is the number 4U.org, and find out more information. Terry's been at the forefront of this, you know, all these years. And, you know, it's just so exciting to see how this country is coming back. Because if we're going to get back on track, we've got to preserve life. You know, as Mother Teresa said, you cannot be a pro-life country or be interested in life or peace and love and kill your children. I mean, it's a non sequitur, and we know that. We've got 49 years of experience, and look what's happened as a result of 45 years and becoming a culture of death. It is, it's sad. This is the legacy that we're turning over to the next generation, and that scares me. Is John Fleetwood with us now? I guess we're still waiting. Oh, you are. You're just so quiet. You go.
I just love listening to you, Bill.
Well, no, it's okay. Well, John, what did you make of the reports of what happened there in D.C.? Hundreds of thousands. I've heard, you know, the full realm. I mean, the mainstream media might say, well, tens of thousands, but Terry said it was hundreds of thousands. And you can see from the Twitter feeds and the other video that there were a lot of people there, you know, marching for life. And by contrast, you know, there was a smaller number of people that were pro-abortion. And, you know, I think Kamala Harris was talking to them and spouting the, you know, the Joe Biden, you know, platform and their perspective about this and doing, you know, again, feeding their base and, you know, appealing to their base to keep the animus going here and not really even considering a reasonable and open debate about, you know, about life and how to do this. I mean, killing 63 million babies and that's that is just, you know, that have been aborted in the traditional way. We're not even talking abortifacients, John, because that's another many more millions of babies that have been aborted, you know, chemically through this pill.
I'm in the news, as you are, Bill. Mm-hmm. I look at hundreds of headlines every day as an editor for a news site. And if all you pay attention to is the mainstream media, you'd have the impression that nobody's pro-life. Mm-hmm. Right? Right. I mean, if you watch CNN, if you watch MSNBC, if you watch CBS, if you read the New York Times, if you read the Washington Post, pretty much all of the mainstream, except for Fox News, all of the mainstream is left-wing and pro-abortion, and they push abortion, and they couch it under this choice banner. If that was all you listened to, you would think the whole country is pro-abortion.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look at these marches, and there are thousands in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of people come, and they march on behalf of the unborn.
Yes.
So I think the real mainstream in this country, they're pro-life.
Yeah.
They don't want babies born. I'm seeing these bills, Bill, as I know you're seeing, mm-hmm. where they're floating. I think it was in Minnesota, where they're floating being able to kill babies even up to birth.
And there's some post-birth. You know,
right,
Virginia,
yes.
The same thing. I mean, they're all contemplating. They just have absolutely lost their minds on this. But, you know, the majority of Americans, to your point, John, across the board, believe that there should be some form of restriction with abortion, number one. Number two is the hundreds of thousands of people who came out in D.C., I would say the majority of those women especially, even some men, have experienced abortion. And they can come back and tell you that what they were told is a big lie. That, oh, it's just some right. worthless piece of tissue like a skin tag or something being taken out of your body. Well, the women who have experienced it, no different. The women who have battled with suicide as a result of abortion, you know, refute that. Because they know different after 49 years of experience. This is why this is a groundswell and why the mainstream media is doing everything they can to tap it down. Because there's...
final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Apologize for the electronic disturbance and interruption here with the show, but hey, look, it, we're able to get the cords back together again and connected with John Fleetwood. John, of course, the managing editor for American Faith. Hey, John, thank you for your patience and hanging there with us, but hey, this is what happens with a live show and electronics.
I guess the plug's supposed to be in the wall, I guess.
Yeah, don't even. That reminds me. That's a whole other story. I'll have to tell you about that one day. Hey, I want to talk about this book that has raised the ire of an Orange County mom, and she's taken it right to the school board. Huh? What's in this book?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Bill, because nobody's talking about this. I'm surprised we haven't seen this on Fox yet, or Newsmax, or One America News, or Epoch Times. It's like, where is everybody on this stuff? But apparently, so there's this book called The Music of What Happened by a guy named Bill Konigsberg. Mm. And this book pushes an LGBTQ message. It pushes a left-wing message. Mm-hmm. And this book is found on an app, an application that you can get from, you know, on your Android or on whatever, your Apple device.
Right.
It's called the Sora app. And the Sora app is used by schools as a sort of a library app for all this, you know, post-COVID world that we live in, all this remote work now that we're doing. These schools will tell all the students, you guys have to have this on your devices that you guys use for school. So school districts put this app on the students' tablets that they do schoolwork on. Mm-hmm. Well, inside of the Sora app is a book called The Music of What Happens, as I say. And the book, again, pushes this LGBTQ agenda. It even talks about rape. So there was a brave mom in Orange mm-hmm. County in Southern California. Oh, I know her name is Colleen. And she went to a school board meeting and told them about this. She had these great prepared remarks, and she outlined how this California school district had failed to remove the Sora app from students' iPads, even though the school officials that she had talked to before, they admitted that the app had all these issues with parental controls. So that's what she wanted. She just wanted the ability to say, hey, I don't like this. I don't want my kid reading this book. Because it talks about rape, and it's the rape of a minor, Bill.
Yes.
Inside
wow.
of the step,
how old are the kids that this product is being exposed to?
It's grade school.
We're talking first through eighth grade.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's unbelievable. And she said the thing is, Bill, like. Okay, so that, well, they're so young, for the really young ones, well, it's not like they can read yet, so it's not that big a deal. Well, as it turns out, they have the audio version on the Sora app too, so these kids can just hit play and listen to this stuff. And, you know, I'm kind of the position that, like, you don't want to do like a book burning. Like, if an idea is a bad, like, let people out in the world know about, you know, different ideas, but parents should be able to choose for their kids what they want them reading.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be a government who's thousands of miles away potentially, or I guess in this case you've got the school districts doing it, so they're close by. But who's going to care more about the kid, and who's going to know more about what's best for the kid and what's bad for the kid than the parents? I've
exactly.
got kids. Bill, I know you've got kids. Mm. You understand we need to be able to choose as parents what our kids read, not these school boards. And just by the way, in my opinion, these kind of books shouldn't be available for kids.
How pervasive, John. See, this is the deal, to your point. I mean, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. What John's reporting on is that it's so pervasive, and they've been getting away with it for so long that the hubris and arrogance of it all, I mean, this is like, whoa, we are so far behind the ball on this thing that we have to react immediately. I mean, John, it's like, how did this happen? How did they get into the hands of our young kids like this? Because we were asleep at the wheel. We trusted them. And they have, they basically have disearned our trust.
Yeah, the people, it's complicated and it's simple at the same time. The people who design this curriculum, right? These people who come from these Ivy League universities, they design this kind of curriculum, and they're the ones who check the box and say, yes, it's okay to have this book, these kind of books and these apps for kids. Well, they come out of these Ivy League universities that have, you know, since the earlier 1900s, they've been completely flooded with Marxist indoctrination, this cultural Marxism. right? Where it's not the rich who are evil now, mm-hmm. but and the poor who are good, and we need to lift up the poor and attack the rich. It's now the West is who is evil, and anything non-West is good. Mm-hmm. And they want to inject a non-Western form of family onto these kids. So then yeah. they go, and then they go and promote cultural Marxism. So it's a completely anti-family. It's anti-Western. And Western culture was it's based on the family.
Exactly.
Like that's the very fabric of it's the very Bill. They're after the very fabric of society. Think about it. Mm-hmm. The fabric of society is not government,
right?
You know, it's the family. And when you have a strong family who promote strong values, then you get strong students. Then you get strong members of society. And the
exactly.
reason we have our society's falling apart is because of this. Attack on the family, which is why, as you say, we got to do something about this. Get this stuff out of our schools, unless
exactly.
we don't want a good future in America.
There has to be a sense of urgency on all this, John. I don't know how much more we need to. And God bless the mother bears in Virginia, San Francisco, other areas that have come, and this woman as well in Orange County, California, you know, in confronting her school board. But people need to take this as a warning and understand that, look, if it can happen in Orange County, happen in Virginia, San Francisco, wherever, it's happening. It's happening in your local communities because this is what progressives do. And again, you've got to stop for a moment and consider just how pervasive this is. And in some sense, we can be thankful for COVID because without COVID, John, we wouldn't have known about this stuff. And it has really opened the door, but now we've got to be vigilant and protect our kids. Now, speaking of COVID, you also are reporting on three peer-reviewed studies that are telling us, you know, some information we didn't have before about COVID vaccine. Tell us about this. We got 2 minutes left.
Yeah, so peer review is what the left says is like the most important thing, right? That's what they were saying through COVID.
All the peer-reviewed studies say the vaccine, safe and effective, and all, you know, all that.
So they push the peer review. So we go, okay, you guys like peer review. Well, here's a reporter out of the Hill who compiled the findings of multiple peer-reviewed studies that were analyzing women who reported experiencing changes in their menstruation after they got the COVID
injection.
Vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So one of these studies looked at 4,000 women in the U.S. and they found that menstrual cycle lengths were extended by about 0.7 days after the first dose and 0.9 days after a second dose of the COVID vaccine. So that was in obstetrics and gynecology. So that's the first one. There's another one in the Journal of Infection and Chemotherapy. It also found that COVID vaccination may affect menstrual cycles in women. This study analyzed data from women in Japan comparing predicted and actual menstrual cycle lengths before and after vaccination, and the results revealed that on average, the difference in menstrual cycle length increased by 0.6 days after one dose of the vaccine and by 0.6 to one whole day after two vaccines. And the change was even more significant among women who received two doses within the same menstrual cycle, with an average difference of 3.9 days. That's almost 4 days, Bill.
Exactly. So what?
Last...
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
5 seconds. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, there was one
this
more.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Despite signs of a possible global recession, businesses are planning to continue investing in technology and sustainability in 2023, driven by risks like cyber and ESG, as well as a drive for profitability. A recent study shows that tech spending remains a priority for over 75% of businesses, with cybersecurity, 5G, cloud computing, artificial intelligence, and sustainability as top areas of investment. Catherine Guarini, Chief Information Officer, IBM.
Even though companies are battening down the hatches for a challenging year to come, they're planning key investments in technology. Those that have clear directives and holistic plans to invest in infrastructure, build AI services on top of that infrastructure, secure their digital ecosystem, and make their entire business more sustainable and resilient will come out ahead.
To learn more, visit IBM.com.
USA News Update. The suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities identify the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead. At least 10 others were wounded. An apparent targeted attack at a Baton Rouge bar left at least a dozen people wounded by gunfire. 9 victims have non-life-threatening injuries, police say. One congressman says the U.S. should send at least one tank to Ukraine to push Germany to send its own fleet. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said Germany is waiting for the U.S. to take the lead. The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The Eagles will host the Niners, who beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. The AFC pits Cincinnati against Kansas City. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We're coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, and we've got Anthony Pace, the Chief Executive Officer and Founder of Freedom Hunters. Anthony, thank you for stopping by.
Bill, it's great to be here. SHOT Show with you.
Isn't this a great show?
Oh, it's amazing.
It's just incredible. I mean, the thousands of people here to experience all these exhibits. I mean, we're talking, you know, over half a marathon worth of exhibits. You got all 50 states represented, 120 countries. This is just, I mean, for somebody, I got to imagine if you're coming to the show and really, you know, wanting to fully benefit, you got to have a plan.
Oh, you do. And my back and my feet show it, you know. They're aching and all that. But no, it's a great show. Mm-hmm. It's great to see, you know, current supporters and meet some new ones coming in. So it's a great place.
Well, and this is the thing about the energy of the SHOT Show is, look, at outside of these walls, you know, people can get depressed, and I understand the reality. And when you're paying $10 for, you know, a dozen eggs, and what we're paying at the gas tank, but you come in here and there's energy here.
Yeah, very much so, and it's a family.
Yes.
You know, I mean, and it really doesn't matter whether it's somebody that's in the AR field or bolts or pistols or whatever, but yeah, it's a great group of people and love to get together, come together. It's like an old-time rendezvous.
Well, and the thing is, it's all about freedom, liberty, the core values of what our Constitution and what America is all about.
Absolutely, and then you come in here and you realize maybe you're not so crazy with all your thoughts, you know, when you got 55,000 other people with the same ideas.
Yeah, exactly, and again, we're seeing people who are realizing the dangers of what we're in right now, and you know, we've got new gun owners coming into the fold, and they're coming in the right way. They're being trained. They understand the responsibility of their 2A rights, and that we can't, you know, promote enough and encourage people to do, because there is that perception by those anti-2Aers who think that you know, you got just a bunch of cowboys and guns and bullets firing up in the air.
Yeah, and it's a shame they really have no concept of what guns are, mm-hmm. what the culture is, and for that matter, even the functionality of a gun.
Yeah, exactly. And if they could come to a SHOT Show and just talk to the people, I, I, th- I,
I can tell you their observations, their perceptions would change radically.
Absolutely. You know, we were at range day the other day, and you've got 10,000 people out there firing millions of rounds of ammo, you know, no accidents and or incidents. Mm-hmm. You know, people are safe, and, you know, again, as long as you treat the guns safely, securely, you know, they're not a danger.
Right. Well, Anthony, tell us about Freedom Hunters.
Yeah, we're a 501c3 military outreach program. So we take servicemen and their families hunting, shooting, fishing, and we do those trips all across the country and do some international stuff as well.
Wow, how cool. So how do these, these people, you know, the former military and that, come in contact with you?
Yeah, we've got a website and an application on the website at freedomhunters.org. Mm-hmm. You just apply for an adventure. You can apply for it yourself as a veteran, or a family member can apply for a friend or family.
Uh-huh. And so you take not only the veteran but families on these adventures
we
as well?
We do, yeah. So our mission's pretty broad. You know, we feel the whole family serves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, we want to take care of the kids when they've got parents that are deployed. We take care of spouses as well. And then, you know, most of the hunts go for the veterans. Mm-hmm. But then we also take care of the Gold Star families for those who have lost family members. So.
Well, that is very cool that you do that. You know, you talk about the kids. These kids going on the adventure, that's got to be a lot of fun.
You know, it really is. And I kind of remember back to one we did early on. And father was actually stationed in Afghanistan.
Oh.
And so we actually had phone communications going on. And he was so excited that his son was able to get out and you know, harvest an elk with us. And it was just it was an amazing time for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. How did Freedom Hunters come about?
You know, it was something where I just wanted to give back. And, you know, the thing is, I really didn't realize the therapeutic value of these outings. You know, it was just a thank you for your service. But as time went along and we started hearing stories from family members or from the servicemen themselves, mm-hmm. Saying that it changed their life, it saved their life.
Right.
You know, they're sitting at home with a pistol underneath the pillow, you know, waiting to commit suicide. And, mm-hmm. and they get an opportunity to get out with other veterans and actually see, you know, that they can still function and have fun and know that they're not the only ones in that dark corner. Mm-hmm. And the healing that goes on is amazing to see happen.
And how long has Freedom Hunters been around?
17 years.
So that's a lot of people, a lot of stories.
Yeah.
And you touched on it a little bit, and I wanted you to expand. We've got about 4 minutes, so tell us some stories.
You know, it's cool. This last year, we got to do an African safari with a couple Marines that served together. Amen. And so Kate and Gus got to go out there. They were in a Humvee. IED hit the Humvee, killed the person on Cade's right. Cade lost his leg above the knee. And then Gus, you know, TBI from the incident, but he wasn't physically wounded from the IED. Mm-hmm. And to get them out there together, share some time, you know, overseas, you know, was great. You know, great opportunity to be together, to heal together, and remember their buddies that they served with.
Exactly. And in the kind of adventures, you just mentioned an African adventure. What other adventures?
You know, everything from prairie dogs to fly fishing. We do great adventures with our buddies at Houndsman XP, and we do hog hunting adventures. The fourth will be down in Louisiana hunting hogs with a knife in the swamps. So, and we got a duck hunt going on that same day in the Chesapeake Bay.
Hog hunting with knives.
Yes, sir.
I mean, do I want them that close? They can get highly irritable.
Well, you know, what we do is we have the guys coat themselves in jelly and lay on the ground till the hog comes up to lick them. Seriously.
I was tracking with you for just a minute.
Just a minute. No, seriously. You know, we have catch dogs that go out there, and they find the hounds, and then hold the hogs till the vets get there, and then they're able to dispatch them with a knife.
And you have bacon.
Absolutely, it's great meat.
Yeah,
I bet.
I bet. What an experience! Fly fishing. I always wanted to fly fish.
Yeah,
do you fly fish?
Not very well.
Okay.
Not very well.
Well, yeah, it's an art. I mean, you got to really work, and maybe that's what because I'm going, okay, I got to give up golf for a while, maybe a long time, to go fly fishing, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, and the nice thing is it's so relaxing. Yes. You know, you've got the stream, you know, the ambiance. If you never catch a fish, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just there relaxing and having a good time.
Maybe that's what draws me to it. Is it, you know, it's kind of like golf. I mean, you get some these spectacular vistas, and but there's just something about being in, you know, what God created in the middle of nature like that. Wow.
Absolutely. And it, you know, nature heals.
Yes.
You know, God's created it, you know, for us, and to get out there and enjoy it, and, you know, to hear the whistling wings of ducks coming in, you know, before sunrise, or hear an elk bugle, or hear the hounds, you know, chasing game. It's just, it's an amazing, amazing adventures.
Wow. This is absolutely awesome. And what you're doing, you know, for vets, like you say, you get vets that come home. We didn't hear so much about it before, even during Vietnam. I served during the Vietnam era for the Marine Corps. But in my capacity, because of my broadcast background, I ended up doing Good Morning Camp Pendleton. So I didn't have to go in country. But, you know, still we had a lot of Marines, you know, that I came in contact with. And you could see on the faces, you know, the strain. And fortunately, I mean, when you look at the breakdown of the demography, you're talking about 1% of the country actually goes into the military. And then of that 1%, it's probably even 1% again that actually experiences combat.
Yes.
But it is traumatic. It's as much as I can understand in talking, you know, with my fellow Marines and that want to be open enough to share, because a lot of times they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we serve all veterans from any era. Mm-hmm. So it's great to have guys, Vietnam veterans there with guys that were in the sandbox.
Anthony Pace, the CEO and founder of Freedom Hunters. How can people find out more about the organization?
Freedomhunters.org is our website. We're on Facebook and Instagram as well. Stop by and check out what we do.
Anthony, God bless you. Thank you for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into these important topics so you can own your knowledge and exercise your critical thinking in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Paul Acey joins us now, the Plugged In Senior Associate Editor for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Hey, Paul, happy Monday to you. How are you?
Happy Monday to you, too. How are things going over there?
Hey, it's going good. I'm back in California. I was in Vegas for a week last week for the SHOT Show there. Thousands of people. It's just so massive there. And anyway, I'm back in California recovering from it all. You know how that goes.
I understand how that goes. Vegas can be an interesting place.
It can be, I'll tell you. And speaking of interesting, I mean, I think I talked with, all of a sudden my brain is gone. Anyway, I was talking with another one of our guests regarding the pervasiveness of, of sex at every turn. I mean, speaking of Vegas, it's not quite as bad as it has previously been. They've cleaned up the streets a bit, but it's still there. But our society has become so over sexualized, and you wrote about this at PluggedIn.com I think a week or so ago, and that is that how our kids are being exposed to pornography. It's everywhere.
It really is. It is a very, very difficult thing for parents to get around, because I think that it is so much a part of our society, and I think culture has shifted so much in sort of a direction that whatever you feel is right, whatever you feel is good, whatever feels good, is kind of permissive. And I think that's definitely sort of the realm of sexual behavior that we're having now. I just sort of put myself as a teen, if I could plot myself from when I grew up to now, there's so many temptations, so many ways that you can go down the wrong path, and not a lot of really effective ways for parents to sort of monitor it as much as it used to be. I do think that there's a lot of tools that parents can use, but it's a very, very different problem now than it was when I was a kid.
Yeah, we're just going to have to go Amish. I mean, for lots of reasons. I mean, the Biden administration wants our cars blown up and everything. It's okay, fine. Let's just go. We'll go back to buggies, horses, and, we'll go out there and enter the agricultural society one more time and revisit it in order to protect our kids. Because the fact of the matter is, and we've been warned about this for a long time, and that is the screen time, whether it's in phones, iPads, otherwise. John Fleetwood from American Faith was just reporting about a woman in Orange County, California, who had happened to check out a one of the devices that the school had given to her children, and there was software exposure to things that she didn't want her grade school child to be exposed to, and it was all in this little iPad that are given, because a lot of these schools now are providing as tools for education, and they download this software,
And, you know, unless you have a parent that's looking through it, you know, they're not seeing what all's there. And there's, you know, they're talking about sex and rape and everything else. It's there. It's in book form. But, you know, they say, well, most of these kids can't read that, so it shouldn't be that big a deal. Well, but there's part of the software is that, you know, they can read it to you. You know, so you got,
right.
You got the voice coming across. So it's not so much that they can read. It's just being exposed to it. So the point being is that whether it's you know, a laptop or any AI form of tool that is available, your iPhone, whatever, this is a portal yeah. of information that is bombarding the brains of our kids. And you know, you're just gonna have to turn yourself into a bit of a vigilante basket case in order to protect your kids.
Yeah, there is a lot of truth in that, right? Because I do think that when you are talking about the pervasiveness of screens, how many kids have screens, it can be a very, very difficult portal, as you say, to control. You know, right. there's some really nuts and bolts of things that parents can do to sort of help stem that. Delay when your kids get their own phone. Most experts say you shouldn't wait until the age of 13, at least. A lot of tech experts themselves, they actually try to keep their kids phoneless for as long as possible. Now, it's part of their world. I don't think that we live in a world where you can eliminate it entirely. But when they do get a phone, limit the time that they spend on it. You know,
exactly.
And keep it out of their bedrooms at night, because that can be a big place where they can get into trouble. Have some tech-free zones. Have some tech-free times. And, of course, always, always, always talk with your kids about the issues.
Yeah, without a doubt, because it's there. And like you said, it's so pervasive, Paul. And because whether, you know, you can be sitting at home and you're watching a TV program and a commercial comes on, and there's so much sexual innuendo into it. And depending on your child and their awareness, I mean, because you always have one child who's very precocious, and they're on top of that. I mean, you know, they're 6 years old and they know more about sex than you do. It's scary. You know, and they pick, then their antenna just go up and they pick up on this stuff right away. So it's sometimes, you know, it just comes on you so quick. And again, it's so pervasive and so casual. I mean, these people who are depositing this kind of, you know, garbage, and I say it's garbage, into our culture and into the minds of our kids. And really, I mean, I'm more convinced. I used to always say that you had to be more vigilant with a teenager than when that baby was born. And I believe now more so than ever, because to your earlier point, is the options that kids have versus when you and I grew up, we didn't have as many options.
Right, that's absolutely true. And one of the huge options, I think, is just the streaming networks that we have. Again,
yes.
I hate to throw it back to when I was a kid. But, you know, the only place that you could see a lot of skin was on a premium network like HBO. If you didn't get HBO in your house, then you were fairly safe. But now with Netflix, with Amazon Prime, even with Disney Plus, you can get some content streamed into your home. So now with those streaming services, there's a lot of really, really great stuff. You know, stuff for your kids, stuff for your family, stuff that you might want to watch as an adult, so it can be a very difficult spigot to turn off.
Yeah.
You know, so I would say if you can't punt some of those streaming services, obviously some of the more problematic ones, you might want to consider if this is a big issue in your house. If you don't want to do that, get familiar with the parental controls on some of those streaming services.
Yeah, without
because
a doubt.
They all have them, but oftentimes parents just don't know how to use them. It's not a fail-safe, because as you say, kids are smart.
And they got the peer group. And the other thing too, Paul, is that the lure of sex. I don't care what age you are. I mean, there's just something very powerful about sex. How attractive, how tempting it can be. I mean, this is Danger Will Robinson kind of territory. I mean, seriously, dangerous stuff. And, you know, we've been casual, and look what's happened with teen pregnancy over the years, how that's been on the increase, you know, and again, the sexualization of the younger kids. And we don't even realize, you know, like this one parent. I mean, they just happened to check the iPad and this software that was attached to this iPad that got from school. I mean, how many things did we ever, you know, we just took for granted that we could trust, you know, we could trust the educators, we could trust the schools to be, you know, as interested as we are, you know, about our kids, about getting them educated. And then we find out now, because of COVID, it's not about education, it's about indoctrination. And what are they trying to do to our kids?
Yeah, it can be a very, very difficult world. And I always go, when it comes to these conversations, I always go back. I think it was Ronald Reagan who said it, trust but verify, right?
You know, exactly.
I know that there are really good educators out there, but as a parent, you need to understand that there are things that you are the primary guardian of your child. You right. can't expect the government, you can't expect the schools, you can't expect any other institution to care for your child the way you would.
Exactly.
And so because of that, you just need to be super, super vigilant and make sure that they are getting what they need, not what someone else thinks they need.
Yeah. Well, these educators have made it quite clear that the kids belong to them. I mean, it's pretty arrogant. That is not the design of the majority of Americans would not buy into that statement. But they're bold enough to say that. And the fact that they even make that statement, Paul, is very dangerous.
Well, I think that it can be. I think this is one of the reasons why you see the homeschool environment continuing to grow. I think it's suspicion of what schools might be teaching their kids. Again, you know, I believe that there are some really fantastic educators out there.
Right.
But as a parent, as a mom and dad, it is so important that you understand that not everyone is necessarily out for your children's best interest.
Exactly.
And you have to be really the gate that lets the information get to your kid. You need to be the guardian of what is going on in your child's mind as much as possible.
Exactly. Paul Acey is with us, Plugged In Senior Associate Editor for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Less than a minute left, Paul. What did you make on the reports for March for Life this weekend?
You know, it's an interesting time of transition, isn't it?
Yes.
We're coming into a new environment. It's going to be a conversation that goes state by state now.
Yes.
And I think that the pro-life movement is sort of adjusting to that.
Well, and the thing is, they've got more stories to tell. You know, and this is great news because, you know, 49 years worth of history of 63 million plus babies being aborted. We're not even talking abortifacient numbers. Those are kind of hidden from us. But it's astronomical, the amount of death that has occurred for the sake of convenience in our society. As Mother Teresa says, you know, you just cannot have peace in a society that wants to kill their kids.
Amen.
In so
Amen
many words.
That.
Paul, I say thank you.
You're like
Appreciate
most
it.
Americans. You can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut